The Carmen and Yurko podcast is brought to you by Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com is a trusted brand for all your discount vitamins, supplements, health foods, and beauty products. Use promo code CARMEN15 for 15% off your entire order at Vitacost.com.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we've got a supersized edition of Carmen and Yurko coming your way until 12:30. So lay off on the Twitter, okay?
Supersized.
Yeah, just give him a minute. Take it easy today, okay?
Please, everybody.
Just give him a minute, okay?
You're getting your wish
okay,
for today.
Okay, all right, just lay off, okay?
Some people are like, wish, get these two jackasses off the air permanently. What wish?
I don't hear that.
I don't see that, any of that at all.
You see it, JD.
No, I don't hear that at all.
Two jerks to get off the air.
I don't see that at all.
I get some of those. They're in there.
Crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko is brought to you by the fine folks over at... You got the read over there.
Here it is. Yeah. Brought to you by Hawthorne Race Course. Summer Harness Racing is heading down the home stretch at Hawthorne. Betting action every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, under the lights. You got, I think, two more weekends of that. And these are the perfect nights to get out there because September nights are the best. It was a glorious night at the ballpark last night, even though the White Sox lost.
Are you done now? You done with the extra?
Brought to you by...
All right, all that's extra. We didn't need all that. Carm and Yurko.
Boys.
What's up, fellas?
Morning, Yurko. I'm doing well.
Big game tonight, a little Giants, a little football team.
We're already right into a week two, and we're like, oh.
I love it.
The total's 40 and a half.
Oh,
what
wow.
is it? Now we're back into it. It's 1989 again. It's like 40 and a half.
Well, listen, when I played in the 90s, guys, there was like regularly 34 and a half, 35. God.
I can't take it.
A lot of taffy pulls back then.
Too many, yeah.
Already talking about who has the best quarterback tonight. And the Reds and the Washington's on their second-string quarterback.
Might be Washington.
I think it's Heineke.
Yeah, I'm ready for one. Green bottle, man. It'll get it done.
The stat that is truly amazing.
That's not what we're talking about.
Of all the green bottle beers, what's your favorite? Rolling Rock?
Got to be Rolling Rock.
Amstel. What is your favorite green bottled beer?
Carmen and I did plenty of remotes brought to you by Rolling Rock.
Plenty back in the day.
How about Lowenbrow, guys?
Like you wouldn't believe.
How about Lowenbrow? Tonight awesome is kind of special. The beer will flow.
It's pretty good, you guys.
I'm telling you, that commercial right there got me wanting to drink a Lowenbrow back in the day.
Tonight.
How about Beck's? Tonight. Beck's beer.
Let
remember
it
Beck's?
Be Lowenbrow.
Oh, I remember Beck's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know, since we're not going to spend too much time on Giants and the Washington football team, but do you guys know Daniel Jones has played 28 games in the NFL? Do you know how many fumbles, not lost, but just how many fumbles, how many times he's put the ball on the ground? 28 games in his career.
I'd say 10.
I'll say 21.
Yurko was closest, but you're still short. 30.
Oh,
this guy has fumbled the football.
30.
Small hands, guys.
This guy has fumbled the football 30 times in 28 games.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
Come on, Carm.
Honestly, you'd be just as good with me back there. Like, I might not fumble it 30 times in 28 games.
That's a walk off the set type stat right there. Drop the mic and be done for the day.
It's unbelievable. 30 times in 28 games.
How is he still starting with that? We chide Jameis, but what about this?
Give me a break.
Come on,
man. I mean,
man.
It's awful.
For heaven's sakes.
You got to have small balls for small hands, guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that ball's one size in the NFL.
That ball's one size fits all.
Yeah, it's bigger than a college ball. College kids got problems with the ball when they come to the big leagues.
What is the
football's different, yeah.
It is different,
it's
is it?
A little bit bigger, yeah.
Is it girthier?
It's a little bit girthier, that's what I would say. Very popular with the ladies.
Very popular. You know I love them thick.
That's why the ladies like pro football.
I'm talking about my footballs, of course.
Or T-H-I-C-C, thick.
That's exactly. That's how they spell these days.
Double C stands for Calumet City.
How about this stat from Field Yates? Giants are 0-5 in primetime games with Daniel Jones as their starter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he is 4-0 against Washington lifetime.
Well, he's got that going.
Something's
got
to give. Oh,
huh? It's like the Cousins stat in prime time. I mean, Kirk Cousins on Monday night, he's like 1-11 or something, right?
Beautiful.
It's just awful.
Beautiful.
awful.
What about Kyle Shanahan's stats with Jimmy Garoppolo as a starter?
He's now, what, 28-9, I think?
Yeah.
28-9.
And I don't have the depth chart in front of me, so there's nobody in the pipeline after Jones, right?
I don't think so.
I think when you draft a Daniel Jones that high, the pipeline pretty much dries up.
Yeah.
You've got to stick with him for a while.
The pipeline goes to Joe Pisarcik Jr.
Joe Pisarcik Jr.
To bring a junior off the bench.
One of Joe Judge's cousins.
They're going, right.
Who's the backup there?
They're going through their like Mitch Trubisky thing here, you know. They got to. They're probably saying to themselves in Detroit and in New York, like, what did we do? We did what with the sixth?
Well, Gettleman thought he was getting Eli.
You know who's what? The backup of the New York Giants?
Who?
He resembles a zoo animal.
Oh, it's a Mike Lennon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Mike giraffe.
The giraffe.
Good luck to you.
So there is no plan B. There is no plan B.
That's not plan B.
That's right.
Nothing. There's
JD's
nothing.
Right. That's plan F, maybe, if you're lucky.
Well, that's like you got to forfeit. I mean, if Jones goes out, you forfeit the game.
Yeah.
You hop on the bus and you go home.
Go home.
That shows you what Gruden knows about quarterbacks. You remember, like, Hard Knocks.
Oh,
this Glennon's got something going for him.
He
like, really?
Him. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he does.
You would think a guy that could see over, like, you know, the line.
Everybody.
And the entire stadium could be able to see everything.
Yeah, they
use
him on the submarine. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? He can more than see over the line. That's like Sean Connery talking to Alec Baldwin in Hunt for Red October. That's Glennon's neck.
The pictures that used to float around when he was starting for the Bears about when the giraffe was being attacked by the lions in Africa. They would show those pictures
poor
of
bastard.
The giraffe going down.
One ping and one ping
one
only.
Ping, one ping only. They get Glennon's head spinning around the submarine.
One ping only, Vasily.
No, no wonder. No wonder they're not going to the next quarterback. Just stick with him.
Gettleman's got no plan whatsoever.
We fell in love.
Good luck to you.
We love him.
Yeah.
Let's reaffirm distance.
We could be be the Giants.
The difference is that I think, I don't know if the Giants GM is going to survive the big draft day mistake.
I don't know. Looks like Pace will.
Here in Chicago. Oh, he has.
Yeah, he has and then some. That's
he's
true.
He's still here, but I don't know if Gettleman's... I think time's about run out on Gettleman in New York, because they've been bad for a long time now, guys.
They have.
Shady, tell
ever
us.
Since they traded Odell B. McDowell. No, Odell Beckham Jr. Just get rid of a top-flight receiver for no reason at all.
Okay, not Odell B. McDowell. Okay?
No,
You know Yurko's got to work with him. Odell B.
McDowell.
You know, that. I mean, his teams could have won championships if it wasn't 125 degrees on the field.
That's true.
That's why the Rangers never won a championship. It's too damn hot.
That's true.
That's what happened.
It's steamy down there.
You can't play outside down
what
there.
What an infield they had
no
at
chance.
One point, man. They have first to third, they had an infield.
Got a little Pete O'Brien action for you there. Right? Am I right?
Might be.
Carm, do I have that like a Pete O'Brien?
It
a little
could be.
Pete and Cavilla?
Pete and Cavilla,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking the Hank Blaylock did.
No, but that's
that
after.
Those good teams. Well,
Michael Young.
That was more recent,
though. Yeah, certainly more recent.
Maybe
Carm, I'd say the early aughts.
Very young Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez.
Too damn hot. They could have won it in the dome they're in now, but 125 degrees?
Too freaking hot.
On the AstroTurf?
Can't win down there.
That's steamy. I went to the restaurant at the ballpark.
The old
top
one?
Top notch.
Yeah?
Yeah, the old one. Then it was in right field, man. Good stuff. I still got whiskey glasses from down there.
Really?
The good stuff you used to do slammers with.
Yeah.
Real hearty shot glass.
Oh, like the nice thick one? Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to chuck it at the skull of a patron, really would cause some damage.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. Which might have happened in Texas a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Every blue moon.
Well, it happened on the south side with Yerk.
That's right.
More than likely. JD, tell us the information now. How many years left for this general manager, Ryan Pace? Was there a tack on?
Oh, I'm sure there was. I'm sure he's got two on his deal right now.
Mm.
They're just going to have to see how it goes with the quarterback this year and what they can salvage of the season. I mean, they don't want to make big changes, but, man, the way things began. I mean, look, there's no way that they can keep the status quo if they're really bad this year. I'm talking about, when I say really bad, I mean 4 wins, 5 wins,
right.
6 wins. That would force anybody's hand, and anyone would do that. But if they continue to hover around that 500 mark, and they've got this little carrot they can dangle in Justin Fields, it wouldn't surprise me if this goes on for another year or so. If the show goes on, much to everyone's dismay.
So you believe there was an extra tack on year that didn't make the transaction
wire?
No
question.
I mean,
why in the world would they have been so evasive about that at the press conference back in January? It was just an easy question. I mean, Nagy's got 2 years left. Pace had one. Doesn't it make sense that you would line up your GM and your head coach as far as the years of their contract remaining? It made total sense. And the way that they would not answer that question was just so bizarre, you know?
Everything they do is bizarre.
Better off saying yeah.
Yeah. You know? They're so bizarre in so many ways, like the song. I mean,
Keep in mind that you have the same vortex of hell when Nagy and this group is out of here because Ted and George will make the next choice. Correct?
Sure, seems like
that
it.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Okay, there you have it.
Ted's been making these decisions for 20 years. I mean, you know, what three playoff wins in 20 years, right, JD? 25 years.
Let's see. Since Ditka retired, I play this game with Parker all the time. He can't believe it. He goes, how can they be this bad? And you wonder why I don't have any Bears jerseys in
exactly,
my
closet. Yeah.
All right, easy, son. Easy. Yeah. Easy. Go to the game
more
on Sunday.
City
he's
crap,
going to the game Sunday?
Easy, kid. He's going to the game on Sunday. And I guarantee you I get this.
Joe Madden.
He comes up to me tonight. Hey, can you order me a Burrow jersey online?
Oh, my God.
Ordered from China, Smart Chase.
Please.
So listen, since Ditka retired, they won the one playoff game in the 90s, right?
Right. One with one
instead. Playoff game, right?
Yep.
They lost in 2001 to the Eagles in the first round.
Right.
They lost in 2005 in the first round.
Yep.
They won two playoff games in 2006. Seattle.
Super Bowl.
And New Orleans.
Super Bowl.
And
Bears.
Since then, there have been no playoff wins. They lost in 2000. Oh, I'm sorry.
One in 2010, right?
Four. In 2010, there was one, yes.
Yeah.
To get to the NFC Championship game.
So four playoff wins since Ditka left.
Since
I mean,
Dicker.
Like, I was in, JD and I were in high school when Ditka got fired.
High school? I was in junior high, champ.
I was
you
in high school.
You were younger than that.
I was in high school.
Because 92. So you were a freshman.
Yes. So think about that. I mean, I was in high school. They've won four playoff games. I mean, I'm 44, dude. I'm middle-aged. I'm old.
I understand.
It's craziness. Yurko was 2 years into the league.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about four playoff wins. It's like, so yeah, the same people make the same choice. The same people are making the decisions. It's the same outcome.
So you're saying that they should have kept Ditka. Is that what you're saying, Carl?
No, I'm not saying they should have kept Ditka.
Our coach wasn't making those gambling picks online right now.
Oh, boy. How about Coach doing those Bet Rivers picks?
He would be spearheading the Bears.
I love it. I love it.
Get Bet Rivers.
Leave me.
You're like, who can ever pick against the Steelers? Pittsburgh. Coach's rationale.
I don't know how they were going to get him out of that chair. I mean, he looked so comfortable in that Lazy Boy. He would look like, I mean.
Yeah, the gum chewing. You know, he's Dave Grohl on stage for Foo Fighters, chewing the gum when he sings.
Another commercial that should have went to Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah. Guys, I don't want anybody letting this go to their head, this Super Bowl. All right? Stay away from the commercials and the banquet tour. Meanwhile, this week featured at City Lights, Mike Ditka gives a symposium for $75,000.
Unbelievable.
Any wonder.
Guy was stacking checks while the players, he got nothing.
Bupkis.
That's all right. Stack those checks.
Stay
focused,
guys. I'm going to go cut a commercial.
Players should have been more savvy.
I'm going to go put my name on some salsa and a bag of tortilla chips.
Hell yeah.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Surprised he's not doing those appearances for Sylvie the next three nights.
I mean, too.
His coach isn't out there.
Hey, gang. Hey,
listen,
Palatine gang.
Tank.
Sir Antioch.
When am I going to Vegas, Ma?
Hey, Sylvie, sit on the sidelines, huh? Hey, gang.
Oh, I love it, dude.
What's with all these to-go orders, kid?
Oh, my God.
Sylvie, who said you could take three pork chops home?
I tell you.
Four orders to go.
Because Allie wanted some. That's why.
The adults were eating for 2 days. Those kids weren't chopping into those pork chops.
I want five trays to go.
Oh, God.
And Carlos, here's a five spot.
Oh, stop it. Sylvie's not
here's a five spot.
Stop yourself. That's now I'm going to call. I'm going to cry foul on that. You know he tips
I only had a five in my billfold.
When you make fun of somebody, you don't say he left 100.
Well,
that's
but you got a buck.
Shocker, Carm's a defensive Sylvie.
In this one regard, I'll bust his balls about taking dinner home, but you can't say he's a cheap
they
tipper.
Spent 10 years saving the music on Saturday.
That's crossing the line. I'll make fun of him plenty for taking three steaks and a couple of pork chops home, believe me.
Here's four George Washingtons in four quarters.
Allie, this is for you. All of these are for me. Waddle.
Here's a Lincoln for
you. Why are you calling your wife Waddle? That's odd.
All right.
All right, boys.
You're kick us out.
See, all right. That's a JD. Got enough damage.
That was very Adam Sandler-esque right there, too.
Waddle.
It's not even Silva anymore. It's just Elmer Fudd.
It is. It's just
that's what it's
like
turned into.
Time to go.
That's what it's turned into.
All right.
All right. It's a supersized edition of Carmen Yurko. All right. Stop with the tweets. All right. They're on until 12:30.
Thank you.
All right. Just that's enough. Okay. Here we go.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Another beautiful September day in Chicago. Happy Thursday, and you get bonus Carmen and Yurko right into White Sox baseball. Day game today, and then the White Sox hit the road for the last time in the regular season, an extended road trip. I think it's 10 games, right? Because they've got all those in Cleveland next weekend. I believe it's a 10-game trip that'll start tomorrow. But the White Sox have one final game at home, try to take the set from the Angels. 1 o'clock, just after first pitch. 12:30 is the pregame today, so you get an extra 30 minutes with Carm and the good kid Tyler Aki is here for Randy Merkin. Merk will be back tomorrow. Jeff Meller is here. The Jewish holidays, of course,
this last week or so.
We want to say easy fast to all of our Jewish friends that are celebrating and reflecting and praying and repenting today. And Merk will be back. All right, stop me right now. What's going on?
I've got Greenberg in my head right now.
Mike Greenberg?
Yeah, Mike Greenberg is talking in my headset right now.
Well, that's kind of odd.
It's disturbing.
What's he saying? Yurko, the Jets. What am I going to do about the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I'm listening to Greenberg in my headset right now.
What's he saying?
Hold on.
Is he giving you like, is this like playing the White Album backwards or something?
No, it's two cracks. They got two cracks going at somebody right now.
Hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
About Mark Sanchez than the New York Jets right now.
Are you sure?
Give me a second.
You sure it's not a show from 2009?
I'm telling you, it's playing in my headset. It's driving me absolutely batty.
Listen, as of next week, we won't have to worry about this anymore. Yurk makes his triumphant return to the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios.
Thank heavens.
They're talking about
the 09 Jets right now, and his producer just chimed in to find out.
They're talking
out
about the 09 what?
New York Jets.
I wonder if it's like an old, I don't know what's
well,
going
give
on.
Me a, hold on a second, Carm. Why don't you vamp for
I
one
can
second?
Vamp. You want to take a minute, Yurk? And if it, you know, you can take a minute. I'll vamp a little bit. Go ahead, Meller. You figure that out, Yurk. Take it easy for a minute. I'll vamp. We are going to talk to Tracy Butler in about 30 minutes. She'll give us weekend weather. We'll get up to the minute forecasts, up to date forecasts anyway for this weekend, games around the league, college games. This time of year, weather's really rarely an issue, and I don't think it's going to be for us here. It just looks like it's going to continue to be nice. Hoodie is on his way to the South Side for the day game today. Ohtani, I think, was originally supposed to pitch. They backed off of that. They moved Ohtani out of the start today. Ronaldo Lopez is going to go for the White Sox. I went to the game last night, took my kids, one of their friends, a neighbor of mine. We had a good time. The place was packed. Young Tyler Aki was there, too. And he noticed what I noticed as we were texting last night. I mean, and I kind of expected this. I mean, like, people have Shohei mania. They really do. And that first at-bat, even the second at-bat, which was all of one pitch because he grounded out to Jose Abreu on one pitch, three unassisted at a second at-bat. I mean, it was like everybody up, everybody get the phones out, right? I mean, yeah. It was like it was one of those moments where everybody in the park wanted one picture of Shohei Ohtani coming up to the plate.
It was more than a Steph Curry warm-up. It was more than when you see Zion, LeBron. I've never seen more phones come out for an athlete in my life.
Boy, that's saying something.
Yeah.
You know, even when he came up to the on-deck circle, it was like all of a sudden you can hear the, okay, he's on the on-deck. There he is. He's on deck. Here's Shohei.
Well, the crazy thing,
and
too,
he's
is
a terrible series.
Right. And I remember in the ninth inning, he was due up in that ninth inning, in the top
yes,
of the ninth.
Top of the ninth.
And once he finished off the inning, I can't remember if he struck out or what it was. I think he struck out to close out the ninth. Everyone left.
That's it.
It was a one-run game.
One-run game.
A lot of
everybody's
people
like,
left.
Tail light. Let's go. Let's beat traffic. Yurk, are you back, buddy?
Yeah, I'm back here, guys.
No more Greeny?
No more Greeny.
Okay, good.
He's gone. Thank heavens.
Yeah, he is like, he's one of those guys we've been talking about this for most of the summer. I thought Merk made a great comparison earlier in the summer when, you know, we were watching one of the games late night, one night out in Anaheim. He had a big home run late. They were down like 10-0. and people the park was packed in the eighth inning because he was coming up to bat. To Tyler's point, he hit a home run, sure enough, so the crowd got what it wanted. They lost, and I'm sure the crowd all bolted the Angel Stadium the minute that at-bat was over, as soon as he was back in the dugout, because his night was over and the team's night was over. I mean, he's Sosa. He's late 90s, early 2000s Sosa right now. Even though he has slumped tremendously in about the last month, he really has. He's just got that kind of appeal right now, which is good
phenomenon.
For baseball. Yeah.
He is a phenomenon amongst himself. I mean, people want to know what the hell's this guy, you know, what is this guy all about? I mean, who is he? Where did he come from? He's been here. This is his fourth year here, right, Carm?
Well, he had 1 year washed out because of injury.
Right.
This is Shohei's. I want to say, I believe it is his fourth year, but really his third because 1 year was an injury year, right?
Right. But, I mean, he has really exploded onto the scene.
Oh, no. Actually, I take that back. He played more than I thought. 104 and 18, 106. Why did I feel like that?
Well, he didn't pitch, remember? He had the Tommy John, but he still hit that
year. But he still hit. Okay, so 104, 106, 44 in the truncated season last year, Yurkin, 138. He's played a lot this year. So, yes, his fourth year.
Yeah, and he's blown onto the scene now, right? I mean, really, this is the dual threat, the double whammy that he gives the L.A. Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Of Orange County.
Like, this is where, this year is the year it all came together. Like, it was a little bit more of a novelty, and we knew he was a good hitter. I mean, because he's always, I mean, he really has hit. Yeah. I mean,
I like
pretty much from the word go, he's hit.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the year that all of a sudden, you're right, it completely came together. He's got the 9 wins. He's got the sub 3.5 ERA. He's got the 44 home runs and the, you know, ridiculous OPS of 956. Like, this is the, he is a freak year. You're right, Yerk. Even though they're going to miss the playoffs again, of course, in Anaheim. But he's a draw, man. And baseball needs more of this. It's always been provincial. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like it's almost too provincial in a world now that, you know, is dominated by the NFL, that really has no geographical boundaries. You know, like the Green Bay Packers will be on, and people in California, in Florida, in Texas, and wherever they are watching the Green Bay Packers, Yerk. We know that.
Right.
Doesn't matter that they play in a town of 150,000 in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin along the shores of Lake Michigan.
And they appreciate you giving them a 50% boost in their total
100,000 years?
In their population. Yeah, it's 100 grand.
There you go.
Maybe 102,000, but 150 is one real stretch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but you're right. They're watching them everywhere.
They're watching them everywhere. And, you know, and baseball doesn't have that luxury. And guys like this, I don't know that it'll ever fix all the problems or cure all the ills, but I think it helps. Even though he's out in Anaheim, and it's a team that can't get out of its own way with star players, they just can't make the playoffs. But there was a buzz in the park. And look, the White Sox are generating a lot of that. They've had a lot of sellouts lately. They've had good teams in. They're a very good team. They're playing well. And so the park was packed. It was jam-packed last night, Yerk. And people are getting ready for the playoffs. But there was a noticeable buzz every time he came up, even though he's really slumped, and he has not had a good series. I think he's 0-9, if I'm not mistaken, in the series so far, even though the Angels won the game last night. So if you were there, if you made it a point to get there to see Shohei, I mean, he's one of baseball's biggest draws for sure right now. 312-332-3776. I do want to spend a little time talking about the absurdity of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. virtually having, or at least seemingly, I guess I should say, having no chance to win the MVP award in a season that has been otherworldly. This has to be one of the most unique situations and scenarios we've ever seen in a baseball season where a guy that might win the Triple Crown, and like two of the three stats, let's face it, like two-thirds of the stats, we've sort of moved past in a sense, and I don't want to totally diminish or demean them. I think there is a place for them, especially runs batted in, but let's face it, that, you know, Triple Crown, we used to be in awe over in a different era of baseball where there was more value placed on the RBI. There was certainly more value placed on the average, and we know that there's a better way to judge offensive players now, but it's not that he just might win the Triple Crown. He leads in every category, guys. I mean, every new age stat, every old stat. I mean, it is one of the most fabulous offensive seasons we've seen, and this guy seemingly has zero chance to win the MVP. And I want to talk about that. Is that right? Should it be that way? 312-332-3776. Plus, Bill Lazor on what it's going to take to finally get Justin Fields on the field. He's got no clue. This is the guy that was like, last year. He doesn't know what to say because I don't think he wants to offend Matt Nagy, but it's like every time he speaks, we can kind of read between the lines for crying out loud. We'll play some of that sound. If you were out to see Shohei or if you're going today, let us know. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Get Carmen and Yurko pods on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
They join Waddle and Sylvie and White Claw in Vegas for a football weekend. That's going to be something. So starting Monday, when we come back from the weekend at 7 a.m., we're going to begin qualifying a fan each hour. Cap and Hoodie will do it. York and I will do it. Waddle and Sylvie will do it. And then at 4:35, the guys are going to read a name from all the qualifiers. You will have 10 minutes, D-H-E, 10 minutes to call back to win a trip for two to Vegas for the weekend of October 8th. You hear that? A trip to Vegas. Trip to Vegas. You're going to win it. That means it's going to be on the arm or free, F-R-E-E-E. You will stay at Circa Resort and Casino. Waddle and Sylvie will broadcast live on that Friday.
How about that?
On Sunday, you're going to the game in that beautiful new stadium. It's all sponsored by IDOT's LifeOrDeathIllinois.com. Listen to win all day Monday from Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. So, yeah, that's pretty spectacular, Eric, I'll tell you. And the Vegas...
It's going to be one hell of a trip, Carmen. Unfortunately, yeah. We're not on that trip.
I got to get to that. Because of stupid pandemic, I haven't been to Vegas in like 2 years now.
But some of the fans of the radio station will have a chance to go, Carmen. That's
yes.
A wonderful thing.
It is, and I'm jealous. I wish I could be in Vegas.
You and I can be in Vegas that weekend if we want to be.
Yeah.
Just has to come out of our pocket, kid. Right. We got to go out of pocket for that trip.
I'm willing to do at some point. I'm going into the pocket to go to Vegas. I'm jonesing, so it's been too long.
Usually, you go with your buddies, right?
Yeah, we've done couples
husbands
trips,
and wives,
yeah,
and wives, but it just, and husbands and, you know, mistresses and such.
It hasn't come together. Last year, obviously, we didn't do it during COVID. This year, we couldn't find a weekend that worked. I'm debating for Bears bye weekend. A trip to Vegas or Louisville and, you know, do some Bourbon Trail and hang in Louisville.
I'll be at Pinehurst that weekend, Carm.
Back to Pinehurst for the good kid.
Yeah, Bears bye weekend. The good kid will be down there playing number two, number four.
That's a good trip.
Yeah, we're having a good. Same gentleman going down the November group. The guys that usually go in November.
Nice.
They just got back from Scotland.
Oh.
He just got me a nice quarter zip from, like, Royal Portrush.
Damn, man.
They played 8 courses out there. They were drinking in Dublin, in Ireland, having a good time, Carm.
Sounds awesome.
Told them to head to the church bar. They had a lot of rounds of golf. Only one bad inclement day out there where they had to play in the rain, but they had all their, you know, their cold weather gear and their rain gear, so they were in good shape. But you want to talk about a trip, kid.
Yeah, it's a good trip, and church bar's phenomenal, too.
Yes, Scotland.
We'll get some phone calls here in a little bit. 312-332.
Yeah, I want you to convince me of
something here. 3776, okay.
You tease something here about somebody having one hell of a year, you know, a triple crown year, a damn near triple crown year if Jose Abreu wasn't in the league, and he's got no shot in hell.
No shot.
MVP.
I don't know. I don't think it's right. I really don't.
Well,
I mean,
isn't it every once in a while you run into one of those years where some guy's just doing something that's not been seen before?
This isn't just. Well, I see what you're saying. That's
and
why
Shohei's
going to win it.
It doesn't make a difference whether it's fair or not, Carm. It doesn't matter if it's fair.
That's true.
Because this guy's got an ability to pitch, and every fifth day he's on the bump, and the other guy doesn't have the ability to do that. He's got the ability to hit home runs. This guy's got the ability to drive in runs and score runs, but he can't pitch.
So is Shohei just going to win it every year now? I mean, Passan was sort of making that point yesterday that he very well could because...
Well, it's not... Passan's point wasn't that he very well could. It's that he should.
Right,
he should. He's basically,
pitching and hitting
close to what he's doing. But the one thing is, Vlad, Shohei's been great, but the slump that he's hit now over the last couple weeks. His on-base percentage is down to .359, which is still good.
Of course, you know. But Vlad's is .406.
That, now it's getting to the point where Vlad's stats, at least in the hitting categories, are starting to overwhelm Shohei, in my opinion.
I agree with you. They are starting to overwhelm. Vlad Guerrero is slugging over .600, guys. The season's over.
Like,
he's slugging over .600. His OPS is 1.017. His OPS plus is 173. He has the most total bases in the American League.
And the only thing, like, Shohei's a good pitcher. And when things are really going well, he is, you know, he's very difficult to hit. But they do baby him a little bit in the rotation. So they can't, like, count on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not like a traditional starter where you know every fifth day he's going to be in the rotation. First of all, they usually go with the six-man rotation, the Angels. And they frequently skip his start. He's made 21 starts.
Right.
Okay. Right. His ERA is 3.36 with a 1.12 whip, which is excellent. But it's not, you know, in 20 starts, it's not like he's not going to finish in the
top.
How
many quality starts does he have?
Good question.
I'd ask, you know, of the 21 starts. I mean, if he's got 18 quality starts, then I'm scratched. I'm saying, hey, that's pretty darn good. You know, because
he has 12 quality starts in 20 out of 21.
That's pretty good. So more than half. That's good.
Sure, but a quality start is six innings, three and runs.
Four and a half ERA.
So
quality starts, four and a half ERA.
Hey, does anybody pitch six innings anymore?
Well, that's
a few guys.
Yeah, that's
not many.
But so it's just he's good as a
pitcher.
As a pitcher, he's an excellent power hitter. You know what I mean?
Yes, he is.
But like he can't do everything that Vlad does as a hitter. So, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be as completely offended if someone votes for Vlad.
I wouldn't at all. I mean, I don't have a vote. I'd be thinking real long and hard about this if I did have a vote for American League MVP.
You're making, Carm, is the Blue Jays are so hot right now, they're going to make a push into the playoffs on the strength of partially what Vlad's been able to do in the middle of that lineup, in the middle of the best lineup in baseball, right? He's the best hitter on the best lineup in baseball.
And maybe that's something that hurts him.
And Shohei's doing it in anonymity.
Right, he is.
On like a team that...
Could it be something that hurts him is what you just said, that the Blue Jays probably have the best lineup in baseball? Look at Marcus Semien's season. In any other year, Marcus Semien would be being talked about as an MVP. Marcus Semien is, to say Marcus Semien is an afterthought, we did this experiment a week ago and we got burned, but let's go out on the street and ask people to tell us who Marcus Semien is. Good luck to you. And in any other year, he'd be an MVP candidate. But maybe that takes away from Vlad, where you're like, yeah, Vlad's great. That lineup's awesome, though. Semien's having a year that's almost as good.
Marcus Semien.
I mean, Yurko might not know who Marcus Semien
is. Was he in the Roman Senate with Cicero?
There might have been a Marcus Semien. That sounds like a Roman Senate actually.
It does sound like a rolled Roman name.
My name is
right
Marcus
there.
Semien Aurelius Pergunigus.
Exactly. But I know who he is because he used to be with the White Sox.
Yes, Carm. Exactly.
And you keep beating it in my head, all these great players that used to be with the White Sox and are elsewhere.
Which one? What name two? I gave
Tatis.
You one. Name another one.
Tatis.
He was a minor leaguer.
Doesn't make a difference. He's part of the White Sox organization. Organization, Carm, you can't start claiming other things.
I'll tell you guys a funny story. Like, just when I thought I was over the Mahomes, like Trubisky thing, because now Mitch is gone. Like, I mean, honestly, in the last months or so, I've been like, I'm kind of over it. I was reminded yesterday why I'm not. I'll tell you guys that story later. I caught up with an old friend on accident yesterday, mm-hmm. who's from Kansas City originally, Yerk. And I'll tell you what he told me. And it's like it was a punch in the balls.
What did he say, Carm?
I'll tell you later. I'll do that after 11. 312-332-3776. Like, if you had a vote for AL MVP, honestly, would you be like, you guys are stupid? Of course it's Shohei. I can't believe Vlad's gonna get wiped out in this thing with the kind of year he's had. It's just this.
I was more on board when Ohtani was absolutely killing it as a hitter, but
the slump is significant.
And Vlad really turning it on now for, again, a playoff stretch run, which, like, that's the thing, too. Like, you and I, Carm, really get into the analytics, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is, too, you can't dismiss in September when you need to win games to help your team win, to get into the playoffs. And meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani just gets to swing from the heels and try and pad his home run total if he wants, because it doesn't matter if the Angels win games or not.
And he's still 0 for 10 against the Sox in the series, or 0 for 9 or whatever it is. Again, Vladimir Guerrero leads the league in runs, hits, home runs, average, on base, slug, OPS, adjusted OPS, and total bases. Oh, and he's good for 6.2 wins above replacement with 2 weeks to go in the season.
But Shohei Ohtani, his war?
7.6. Because the pitching, his overall, his combined war.
He's got a 4.3 hitter war.
His overall is 7.7. Let's go to Ron in Orland Park on the south side. What up, Ronnie?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. So I took my daughter to see Shohei yesterday. I think you guys saw my story.
I did. I saw it, Ron.
So is that shirt she got, we got that 2 years ago. We went to Disneyland, and we said, what the hell, let's go to an Angels game. And it happened to be Shohei Ohtani shirt day, okay? So at the time, she's 6 or 7. I think she was just 6. And these shirts are adult, like XLs, and she wore it, put it on right away, and it goes down to her ankles, you know, and she took all of ours, so she has 4 of them. She wears them, like, for pajamas every day.
I love it.
And I'm explaining to her who he is and what he's doing and how it's, like, since Babe Ruth, and she knows who Babe Ruth is from the Sandlot. So ever since that day, she loves Ohtani. So we get there early, you know, first one's in the stadium at 5:40, and we get right, I got seats right by the, on deck circle in the dugout, right, where you could go in that little flap where you hopefully get an autograph. Right? And we get there, and there's seriously 50 people there, and they're all adults, okay? All adults. And I'm sure, I'm like, let these kids in there at least, you know? They're all adults trying to get a glimpse of this guy. You look at the Sox part, there's seriously 5 kids there. And it's totally Shohei mania. It was ridiculous, but she had a great time. We got right up front, and
she made a sign and everything. Ron, I saw it.
Oh yeah, she had 2 signs. She had one that I love Shohei. Like a picture of an eye, and then one awesome. I came to get a picture with Shohei, and it was a great time. She took Joe Madden gave her a high five. It was a great time. Nice. I got to admit, we're Cub fans, you know, so it was a great time.
But you still got to take her to see her favorite player. Ron, thanks, buddy, appreciate it. Tracy Butler's going to join us coming up next. We'll get some weekend weather, talk about the forecast for Bears-Bengals. I think it's going to be awfully nice, usually is this time of year. See if there's any weather games that could affect college or NFL totals or outcomes. So we'll pick Tracy's brain on all that weekend weather coming up. And then just after 11, we're going to play Bill Lazor talking about what it's going to take to get Justin Fields on the field more. And will we see more of him potentially in week 2 against the Bengals? We'll be right back.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Let's get some weekend weather. Tracy Butler's here, and she joins us every Thursday during the football season. The outstanding meteorologist from ABC 7. She is brought to you by Shady Rays. Use the promo code Chicago, and you'll get 50% off. Hey, that's half. When you buy 2 or more pairs of Shady Rays at ShadyRays.com. That's ShadyRays.com. Use the promo code Chicago. And these are Sylvie's guys. You bust them, you lose them. They'll refund your glasses, no questions asked. Like, you can't beat this, guys. So you got to get some Shady Rays. And again, 50% off. So let's just say it was $100 worth of sunglasses. You'll get them for 50. Now, that's all you kids out there. That takes a while to be that good at math. You study hard, but someday you'll be able to do that.
That's, be careful.
That's half off.
They're teaching a new kind of weird math out there, Carm.
Are they really?
Yep. Where accuracy doesn't matter. There's no 2 + 2 is no longer 4.
I haven't found that yet. And my kids are in 4th grade and 2nd grade, so don't maybe we're still in a pocket where they're teaching, you know, math.
Real math.
Like 2 + 2 is 4? Right, I don't know. I
can't wait for these kids to start building bridges in 20 years.
I don't want to be on that bridge.
Hell, why are we off 12 feet? Man? Nobody told us.
I don't want to be on that bridge. I really don't. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, guys.
I think I told you this last week, but September, man, is like... The weather in September here is just...
Carm loves it.
I love it. I mean, it's not... You know, even when it gets hot during the day, by and large, the humidity seems like it's gone, so you're not sweltering when it's 85. At night, it's like 7. I mean, it's just like last night at the ballpark...
Got down to 50 out here, Carm.
Last night at the ballpark, it was perfect.
They got down to 50 out here last night.
Yes.
Well, that's a little chilly.
There were some upper 40s this morning. It felt very autumnal for some. So, yeah.
We were at the game last night. Little light pullover, shorts. Couldn't have been more comfortable. I love this time of year, but it's fleeting. I mean, we got like...
But you know what? It doesn't seem like it's going to be fleeting, guys, because we're looking at getting close to 90 here tomorrow, as well as Sunday and Monday.
Wow. Whoa.
And then I even see the extended forecast for the rest of the month.
What are we
looking
at?
Unseasonably above normal. Yeah. We may get
our new
brief
summer.
I've been saying this for years. It seems like our seasons are delayed.
Totally.
You know?
Completely. We get nice weather now into November and even December, but it's crappy until June 1st.
Kind of.
Isn't that what?
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
It really is kind of the pattern, it seems. But, yeah, you know, this weekend, though, for the Bears game, I do now think there's going to be a little bit of a lake breeze on Sunday. Yeah, enough to keep maybe the temperatures down into the low 80s, which is still Soldier Field in September. It's still warm.
Take it. Yeah, it's very warm.
Bright and sunny. Little bit of a little sliver of a lake breeze.
Bright and sunny. Sunny all weekend for us?
All weekend.
Beautiful. I love it.
All weekend.
How about anything tonight in Washington for the Thursday night game? Washington and
Bengals?
Looks
pretty quiet.
Washington and the Giants?
Yeah, just looks basically overcast there. Not looking at anything major.
How about Illinois? Illinois plays tomorrow night. Friday night game tomorrow night, so it won't be as hot probably. Boy, Illinois stinks. So much for Brett Bielema. My God. They're hosting Maryland tomorrow. How does that look?
It looks hot.
Even that kickoff at night,
it still could be 85 degrees.
Wow, all right.
You know, we're still looking probably low to mid 80s at kickoff for that game tomorrow.
I mean, are there any, like this time of year, are there any weather games really? Or are we?
You know what, in the South, so we're looking at Alabama
and Florida. That's Saturday at 2:30 our time.
And that one could be a little stormy.
Okay.
They're going to have to watch out for that one. And then the other one is Northwestern Duke.
Yes.
And they're looking at the potential for some stormy conditions during
the
day
East
there.
So the East Coast could have some rain.
Yeah. All right, those are really the games that I'm looking at that could have, as far as the college games, the most weather impact. But boy, as far as the NFL, I'm not seeing anything more than maybe some mugginess, and that's about it.
No rain, none of that. ND plays at home Saturday, but South Bend, game, all good.
All good. They're probably looking at kickoff temperature at about 78 degrees there.
Chase, how's the Western Coast of Africa look?
Okay.
Here as we did, as hurricane season starts to die down.
Do you actually know this stuff? You're studying the Western Coast of Africa?
Has to, Carmen.
That's pretty amazing.
Other people do.
That's really incredible, know? Like,
this is where your hurricane starts, Carmen.
I understand that. I guess she is a meteorologist.
Not all, but here's the thing. So we just finished with Nicholas, right? Well, although Nicholas is still producing some remnants there along the Gulf Coast. But now we're watching for another storm system that is going to be probably Odette.
Odette.
Yes. Right. And this most likely is going to parallel the East Coast. Probably going to mean some really rough surf, dangerous rip currents along the East Coast in the coming days. Then, just off the coast of Africa, well out and still a fish storm, could become Peter.
Peter.
Yes.
Peter.
So we're watching.
Peter. Yeah. Watch out for Hurricane Peter.
So
we're watching
Odette.
Odette.
And PETA.
And PETA.
Correct.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Because hurricane season goes, through November, pretty much? Or middle of November?
The peak is September 10th.
Got it.
So we're past last Friday was the peak.
All right,
but
good.
Even still, can be a very active time.
Got it. All right, Trace, have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday, okay?
All right, guys, love you too.
There's Tracy Butler again, brought to you by Shady Rays. Use that code, Chicago, 50% off when you buy two or more pairs, ShadyRays.com. Bill Lazor on Justin Fields when we return in 2 minutes.